Pokemans, gotta catch him, the Pokemans. You know all the Pokemans, Pokemans. Oh, a Pokemans, also Pokemans. Pokemans, you gotta catch him, the Pokemans.
You didn't leave any room for me to join. You sang both sides. No, it was all about me.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast for February 26, 2016. I'm still in that, like, is it really 2016 thing?
I'm over it.
I'm not. You know what's scaring me now is, like, we're getting close to, like, 2020. Like, the next decade, in a way. I don't know. It's like, that's going to be here.
Why is that scaring you?
Because we're going to live in the 20s.
The roaring 20s.
It's just weird. Because, like, it's just, that's, I think I said it on the show multiple times. It's like, it's going to be so weird to me when we're living in the 20s. Like, we'll call it the 20s. We haven't really been able to call it the aughts. That never, I don't know, like only half took off. What do we? No one calls this anything.
Yeah, it's not the teens.
We haven't lived in a year without it's been like the decade ease in a while.
Yeah, since, you know, the 90s.
Yes, that would be the last time. All right, so welcome to our show, everybody. This is our Pokemon show. Pokemon is celebrating its 20th anniversary, I think, Saturday, right? Tomorrow.
It is.
So we're going to talk a little bit about our love of Pokemon and kind of our history with it. And they made a fun announcement today. We'll talk about. We'll get to that first too. Then we'll do the special zone, whatever else we have to talk about when we're both playing Fire Emblem and stuff like that. But first, they announced a new Pokemon today. Which at first I was like, "Is it? This is a little early." Then I looked like, "Oh no, it's usually 3 years. Never mind."
Hey, so real quick, I've been working really hard all morning. Did they actually announce it yet, or is it just? Oh, so okay. you have the deets?
There's not many deets. Pokemon Sun and Moon are the next games. So the limited deets as they are, it's coming out holiday 2016 worldwide.
Okay.
It'll launch like in 9 languages. Like you just buy the game, you can pick which language you want, which is kind of nice. Like they're really going like an international like
neat.
Like the teaser trailer for it didn't really show much of the game. It was kind of like a fun like almost just like they would show like the title screens from each game and stuff and people around the world playing. It was kind of like nice, neat, like almost retrospective sort of a
thing.
Yeah. So one of the neat things, too, is you know how there's those virtual console releases of Red, Blue, and Yellow?
Uh-huh.
Well, not only can you use the X, Y, and Alpha, Sapphire, and Omega, Ruby, or whatever.
X, Y, and Gold, yeah.
Yeah, the last generation ones on Pokemon Bank app, but you can use the Pokemon Bank app with these virtual console releases of Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Really?
So if you capture, like, Mewtwo and Pokemon Red on your 3DS, you can bring them over.
As that rumor showed, Mew.
Yeah. You can bring them over to the new game.
That's rad.
Super cool, yeah.
Because that Pokemon Bank's a subscription service, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be making bank.
Yeah.
Oh!
But yeah, it's kind of a fun incentive to actually play those older games.
Oh, for sure. You want a Scyther.
Right.
Go get a Scyther.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we don't know too much. I have a feeling that you will pick one of three starter Pokemon, fight 8 gym leaders, take down a criminal organization, and then challenge the Elite Four and become Pokemon Champion.
What in the way?
Call me crazy.
So we didn't see anything in game.
It saw like some people on a computer, like with some like concept art and stuff. Like we saw like a city. I think it's gonna be, you know how like each world is influenced by a real city. X and Y's big was kind of the Paris one.
Mm-hmm.
Black and White was New York. Before that, they were all kind of Japanese regions. It looked a little Europeanish, almost more coastal European to me.
Ooh,
so I'm not sure. But like, that's just like
think it's gonna be the same graphics engine as XY and all that?
Yeah, pretty similar.
Nothing substantially new.
No. I mean XY is the first one that even won 3D, but I'm sure it'll look. I mean this is kind of because the only other time where two games came out on the same platform in Pokemon was Diamond Pearl and then Black and White on the DS.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that
Slash Black and White 2.
Well, that's just like the
weird. That was a weird thing.
It's still weird to me that there was no Pokemon Z.
Yeah, how did they miss it? It was right there.
They just didn't do it.
They even had that Z shaped legendary, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a Z shaped legendary that started with the letter Z on. Huh? Just didn't want to. So, yeah, probably not going to see like a Pokemon Star or whatever this time. It is interesting that they're just completely done with the colors.
I think that ran out.
Yeah. But
what else are you going to do? Brown and browner?
But the, it was. Well, it's weird how these are all just kind of like variations on red and blue now. They already did. It's like you already did that with because you have red and blue, then you have sapphire and ruby, and then X and Y is basically just red and blue because they're like color related. And again, the like even though it's Sun and Moon, like the one is blue, the one is red.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's again, familiar. Makes
sense. Yes, yeah, well, people get it. I always get the red one, so I guess I'll
put it. And I usually get the blue one, so.
What's interesting is that there already are two Pokemon who look like the Sun and the Moon.
You're right.
I wonder if they're going to feature in this at all, or.
Maybe they have new evolutions of some sort.
But you know, I'm all Pokemon's one of those games. Whenever they make a new one, I can play through and always have a fun time.
Oh, it's like comfort food.
It is. When I was playing XY, I was beginning to feel like they could do maybe something to the formula. Like I don't know what, but just a little something.
Well,
different.
X and Y was enough of a jump, at least even graphically and presentation-wise, to make it feel exciting. That was always my issue with the DS ones. Is I felt like they could have done more, but they really just felt like a weird upresing of a GBA game.
Like, Black and White at least had animated sprites, and I was, like, fine with that, at least. But, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Even, like, remember, like the what was the first DS one? Was it?
Diamond and Pearl.
Remember, like, you could kind of use the touchscreen, but you didn't have to. Some things were on the touchscreen, some things were on the top screen.
I have a hard time differentiating some of these
things.
I just
remember at the time thinking, man, this is so jumbled. Like, they, like... Like this was gonna be a Game Boy game, and then they ported it to the DS or something. It was really weird.
That's why Black and White is good, because it kind of had, like, the good touchscreen stuff in it. Had, like, yeah. Story. But yeah, man, I'm excited. I mean, it's always fun to play these things.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's gonna be... You think we're kind of getting towards the end of the last hurrah of the 3DS?
Oh, we have to. They already said today that they're projecting 1 million fewer 3DSs sold this year than they originally thought.
I mean, it's good. When did the 3DS come out?
2009?
Nine? Really?
Was it right after the first PAX East we went to? Because we were really sad that we missed out on all the street passes.
It was unveiled at my first E3, which that I think might have been more like 2011.
No. Because I remember
it was... I'm going to look this up. I don't remember.
Maybe it's 10 at least. Because I remember it was shortly after a PAX East. I can't remember... Did we go to PAX East in 2009 or 2010?
Yeah. All these years are just...
Oh, the years.
3DS. Oh, that's just telling me where to buy a 3DS. I don't know. Where's the
anywhere.
Where's the wiki page on it? It feels like it's been around for 2011. I was right.
Okay.
So I guess it's 5 years old, which is like... Cycle...
Feels older than that.
It does feel... 5 years is kind of... It was early 2011, so yeah. It is 5 years old, which is like... I think, like, the Game Boy Advance in, like, lasted 5 years. The DS had a pretty long cycle is kind of what makes it feel more so.
Plus, mobile technology advances every year so much, it feels like, so.
Right. Now I am curious. Now I want to see when the Nintendo DS came out. God damn it. This is harder fun, I thought.
So you just type in Nintendo DS release date.
I thought I could just find a link on the 3DS
just
wiki
type
page
it.
At some point. Because I thought the DS was out forever.
2004?
They made so many iterations.
No.
Yeah, 2004.
Yeah.
So that was 7 years.
Yeah.
I feel like the 3DS might have one more year left in it. So it actually will only be 1 year less, even if it makes it to like
next year.
Which it will, at least, because it's going to have a Pokemon game come out at the end of this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's getting there. I mean, I still think the NX is going to be some sort of dual...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we didn't even think of that.
I still think that's going to be some sort of dual portable...
Like, that'll be the next 3DS, so to speak.
Sure. Especially coupled with the mobile strategy. Like, I don't think the next Pokemon game is going to be on mobile or anything like that.
Although, I'll tell you what, I am super curious about Pokemon Go. I hope that's cool.
I don't... Whatever. I will say... Nintendo has to have some sort of a portable system. Like, even if it's a dual one, like, I can't imagine them just only going mobile. That's just... So, I have so much... I play so many 3DS games and stuff. I love that.
I don't think that would.
It's just like... And it's such, like, a different thing, because it's like, you know, you have your Pokemon, your Fire Emblems on your 3DS, and you have, like, I don't know, your main... Like, your... But even still, like, the Zelda portable games have always, like, had, like, a different feel from, like, the...
Console ones?
Right. Yeah. They're always, like, the slightly more retro ones and stuff. So anyways, Pokemon's turning 20 years old, which it's hard to believe, huh?
So 18 years ago, we first played Pokemon.
Right, because I came out in the States in 1998, so 2 years after it debuted in Japan. But I remember, like, kind of hearing a little bit about the Japanese
version. I can't
remember
what drew me to Pokemon in the first place.
Well, we were following this scene very closely anyways. We knew it was a big deal.
Did we?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
In 1998, we were reading Sites Daily. We knew.
Yeah, okay.
GameSpot, IGN, GameSpy.
GameSpy.
Yeah, all that stuff. We knew that it was going to be a big deal. And just in the magazines, too, really. EGM, I mean, come on, Nintendo Power was talking about Pokemon like crazy. Mm-hmm. They were hyping it. They made a conscious move to make sure it was going to kind of be a big thing that everybody heard about, and you know, kind of hear about it. We did, and they kind of coupled it with the launch of the Game Boy Pocket, right? Because I don't think I played it on like a fat Game Boy.
No, I'm pretty sure because I can remember.
Maybe
remember my quest for Articuno that day when the batteries were low.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, that was the worst because when I finally caught it, the batteries died before I could save. That was the worst.
But yeah, so I had Pokemon Red
and I had Blue.
And I see, and it was just like, and it was fun because it was so weird because the Game Boy was kind of a dead platform. It's very odd. It's not very often you just see a platform resurrected by a game like that.
Yeah, because I mean, aside from like a couple Mario games, like there's nothing coming out for the Game Boy that you were like, oh, I gotta get this.
No.
The monochrome graphics.
Probably like the last Game Boy game I played before this was like Kirby's Dream Land 2 or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, all of a sudden everyone dusted out their Game Boys.
Got some link cables.
Yeah, right.
And remember, the only other time I ever used a link cable was my one buddy had one, and we played Tetris, and it was like, oh, this is amazing.
Well, that was like the thing. Link cables were all about just multiplayer gaming, really. Just, you know, one-on-one people playing Tetris mostly. And this was like, well, you're going to use it to trade, and it's like a social interaction thing.
Yeah.
That's what was cool about this. I mean, you were kind of the age. I feel like I was even like a better age for this, being a little younger.
Yeah, because you were.
I was 12. 12. Right. And so it was just. Because, you know, it's still an RPG, and it still has some depth to it. Like a 6-year-old probably won't like Pokemon the game necessarily.
Yeah, you say that.
I think they might like the show more. Maybe. I guess I was playing some stuff when I was 6. But, you know, it was like an RPG, and it was, you know, grinding and leveling and capturing Pokemon stuff. It just had an immediate hook. Because it's so many hooks. Is they immediately make you identify with your starter Pokemon. Like, oh, this is my buddy. You're immediately, like, on a quest to catch new Pokemon. You're constantly progressing. You know, the next town is never that far away. And even between the towns are these areas where you're discovering new Pokemon.
Right.
It was, like, the best. It was just, like, the most rewarding, like, progression through an RPG.
Well, it's like, you know, the complaint against any old school RPG usually these days is, oh, it's so grindy, but what happens when the beasts you're grinding against are potential party members at every turn, you know?
And not even that, you know, every level, your Pokemon are getting a little stronger, but they could learn a new move, or they could evolve, which is a cool thing. This is like, you know, there's always strategy guides for games. Like, my strategy guide for Pokemon Red and Blue was like a Bible to me. I love
that. Oh, yeah, we carry that everywhere.
I poured over.
Because you needed
it
to know, when were you going to learn a move, what TMs could they use?
Yeah, where you could find specific Pokemon, where some secret items were, how to, you know, where do you get Eevee, what can Eevee evolve to? Like, with these original games, there was a point where I knew what level every Pokemon evolves at and what level every, like, Pokemon learned its best move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could tell you when Krabby's evolution, whatever it was even called now, I can't remember.
Kingler.
I could tell you when Kingler learned Crab Hammer. I knew that.
Yeah, we were good. We were very good.
Right, but it was just so appealing. Like, the art for those games was fantastic, and all those Pokemon just looked. And plus, there was like that mystery of Mew, like, because for a while people weren't there. We were convinced that there must be some in-way game to get him.
Yeah, like there was that truck by the ship that everyone tried to move, and there were weird things like. The order, like, of turning your Game Boy off and on, like, all kinds of
like,
weird
and all
shit.
These just, like, weird little things would become, like, all these, like, hot topics, like, I'm missing, though. It was, like, a whole thing when we found out about them.
Do you remember this one? That there was some rumor that if you hit the A button at the exact right time as the Pokeball hit, every Pokeball would act like a Master Ball. Now, that's not true, in the least.
I'll tell you.
But to this day,
I
hit the A button right when that ball hits.
See, mine's
out of habit.
I've always thought that if you hold down the B button, your chances of catching Pokemon just improve. So I always hold down the B button.
I hit the A button
when
the ball hits.
And we all learn things.
It's weird. Right?
But it's just, it's still such a satisfying little thing when you hear, like, that Pokeball snap.
Oh, that
snap.
Click, 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 snap. And you're like, ooh, got it.
It was such a landmark game. It was like, I mean, it was important for a lot of ways, too. Because this is the late 90s where Nintendo's consoles aren't doing as well as they once did. Nintendo 64, you know, they're not top dog for the first time ever.
Right.
Nintendo 64 is not as popular as the PlayStation. Like I said, the Game Boy was basically a dying thing. And Pokemon comes out and gives them a huge boost. That gives them a huge new revenue stream. So Pokemon becomes, you know, a cartoon and a card game. Before we kind of go to sequels, I remember I immediately wanted to watch the cartoon. I can remember, like, going to a Hollywood Video or rental place and being like, do you have a Pokemon? And they thought I asked, here you go, and they gave me Pocahontas 2.
Really?
The New World. Yeah. Like, because this was still early. No one knew what it was. Like, I said, I'll go to Walmart, And I would ask them, hey, do you have Pokemon cards? And they would have no idea what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right, and it was so funny now, because everyone at least knows what Pokemon is. But yeah. At the time. But yeah, but I remember the cartoon. I was so into, like, that's the one thing that you grow out of is the cartoon, I think.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's basically, they travel, they go to, a new place, they meet a new friend and a new Pokemon, they defeat Team Rock. And, it's just, cyclical. But I'll tell you what, that show is still on.
Oh, yeah.
It has over 900 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we make fun of The Simpsons. That has, 400-something episodes. Pokemon has so many episodes.
A lot of episodes.
It's, ridiculous. Can you imagine? How is that kid not, the best Pokemon trainer ever yet?
Still gotta be the best.
Still a kid. But,
He's still a kid because he saw Ho-Oh in the first episode. Have you read that?
Is that what it is?
Yes. Because if you read Ho-Oh's Pokedex entry, it says, a rare Pokemon. It is said that those who simply see him have their deepest wishes fulfilled. And you see, Ash's deepest wish is just to always be on a great Pokemon adventure. No. Forever.
But that was actually a cool thing about this show, is that very first episode showed us Ho-Oh, which was a Pokemon from the next game, which was
quite
a ways off. And they would introduce a couple more upcoming Pokemon. Togepi was the big one. That was Misty's.
That was in the movie.
No. The Misty just had a Togepi.
The rolling elephant was in the movie.
Wait, and this is how big our fans were.
Hey, here we go, ready? Yeah. Let's do it.
We imported the movie.
With no subtitles or anything.
No.
Hey, Sukuna boy, you got that Hachiko, no against that?
Sukuna.
Pokemon battle, Higonishima.
Okay, yeah, we just knew. Yeah, that was the beginning.
We didn't do that.
We watched that. We watched the Japanese-only first Pokemon movie so much. I loved that. That movie was great.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Ash sacrifices himself while the Pokemon start crying. Come on.
There's 20 of those now.
Yeah, I know.
I watched the first and second one. I liked them. I haven't watched any more. I want to read somebody rank the Pokemon movies. I wonder if any of them.
The first two were a big deal.
Well, they had theatrical releases and shit.
I mean, Weird Al did a song on the album.
The first
Pokemon
one specifically was a very big deal.
Oh yeah, you remember you got the first card. Yeah, you got the card, and oh my god.
Mm-hmm. I remember almost liking it more when I watched it in the Japanese. I was one of those people. There's a weird mystique to it.
Well, sure.
But it was cool because in the show was kind of charming in its way. It never got into the legendary Pokemon so much. All of a sudden it's here's freaking Mewtwo and Mew.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what's going on here? But yeah, it was, and that was at the height. Pokemon's all remained popular, but
That was a
late
fever
90s.
Pitch.
It was ridiculous.
Early 2000s, yeah.
It was insane. And we played the card game a lot, too.
This was
kind of my introduction to, card games and stuff.
Yeah, because I had some friends who played Magic, and they showed it to me, and I was like, I don't know.
But Pokemon was more digestible.
Well, you had a basis for it. That's my issue with Magic to this day. It's you get a card, you're what is this good? Who is this?
Right.
You get a Charizard, and you're like, fuck yeah, it's right. A Charizard.
And again, it's they kind of tapped into that fun of collecting the Pokemon, but also having, the holofoil Pokemon. You're like, oh, sweet. But it was, you would buy the packs and stuff because you wanted to get, your favorite Pokemon and stuff, and you would start making your decks. It was a cool time. Just all this stuff. I mean, our lives were consumed by it one way or another. It's just everything was Pokemon. And it brought the Game Boy brand back. I mean, before you knew it, there's Game Boy Color, which begot Game Boy Advance, which begot DS, which begot 3DS. I don't know if any of these would be around if Pokemon didn't kind of revive, not just the Game Boy brand, but portable gaming in general, really.
Yeah, and it's weird that, there have been some console-based Pokemon games, the Stadium and Coliseum games, but, it's always remained in the domain of the handheld. You would think when the Wii U's struggling, how easy would it be for Nintendo to be all right, let's finally do it. Big Pokemon game on the Wii U.
Yeah, I think it kind of makes sense, though, in a way. Those games they kind of work best on portable, in a way. And I think they kind of want to keep those up. I mean, the closest they came was, that Pokemon Coliseum XT Gale of Darkness, which basically
had, a campaign.
Right,
campaign. A mini-campaign.
Sure, but it was, a campaign.
But, how long have people been asking for the Pokemon MMO?
Right.
It just never happened.
But it's almost one of those things, everyone asks for Elder Scrolls Online. And when you actually get it, you're
that's all
right. Right. So who knows exactly. But, there was all the spinoffs. It's funny how when I think about the spinoffs, the ones I still like the best were, the ones that came out between Red and Blue and Gold and Silver. The first Pokemon Stadium I have fond memories of, even though it was very simple. It's just battles. But, Pokemon Snap was great.
Pokemon Snap. How have they not made a sequel to that yet?
Pokemon Puzzle League, the first Pokemon
Pinball. That was a great game.
The before Hearthstone, all this digital card game stuff, there was like a Pokemon trading card game for the Game Boy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
And it actually like had a little campaign. It was almost like a Pokemon game.
It really was.
At that time, it was almost like the first sequel. It was a big deal, I remember when it came out.
Oh, yeah, that was phenomenal.
But yeah, then Gold and Silver came. I remember like Gold and Silver was out. This was like before, like, this was back when like the
everything came out in Japan first.
Like a year early. Oh, and it was like, I remember worst. That wait was like agonizing, mm-hmm. waiting for Gold and Silver to come out. Because like, this is the fever pitch, and this is like the first time there's going to be fucking new Pokemon, man.
Yeah, new types.
It's like, oh my god. It's like, there's new Eevee evolutions. Like, oh my god. Remember that Pokemon from the first episode of the cartoon? He's in it. It's like, oh my. But I mean, yeah, and I remember playing like, I remember downloading a ROM even of like some translated version. And I was like playing a little, but I'm like, I got to just wait. This isn't right.
Yeah, yeah.
but yeah, when that came out, that was a big deal. And I mean, that one introduced a lot of things that kind of became staple series: the day and night cycles, mm-hmm. The holdable items, the playing the berries, the daycare center is a big one. The breeding.
Breeding, yeah. But I get that ditto.
I think there was a daycare center in the first one, but you couldn't breed in that.
It was just training,
right? But yeah, and it still might be I think it might still be the best one just because.
I think so. Well, as the series continued, it happens to everything that lasts this long, but like there's like this feature creep, and now there's like these EX stats and
Mega Evolution.
Yeah, well, not Mega Evolution's fine. Like, that's the thing. But like, you know, people are like breeding a certain Pokemon 72 times trying to get like this one stat. It's like, I don't give a shit.
No, I would tell you what, like I never even really battle with friends a whole lot when I play this game. Really, I'd like to play the adventure, beat the Elite Four, like kind of organically create my party just like based on what my needs are. Like, oh, I need a fire type Pokemon. Here's a fire type Pokemon I found. Mm-hmm. We can look
him up. Even like trading, we don't do like crazy. No. Like, I mean, remember the with Red and Blue, we sat there, you, me, and Chris.
Duping EVs.
Even before that, too. Like we had the master game, and like you two kept just playing the beginning over and over.
To get all the starters.
Until you got far enough to trade, and then stockpiled starters on one copy of the game, and then everyone started.
Yeah, we were a bit more obsessed about that.
I mean, that's what
that.
You had to do.
But, yeah, like at this point, I have no pretensions about catching all the
Pokemon. No, and that's the thing. Here's my greatest bragging in gaming. I did legit catch all 151, so it's like, I don't need to catch the rest. I caught them all once.
My big proud thing was my Vaporeon was a natural level 100 in Red and Blue. I just fought the Elite Four over and over until he just maxed out.
Yep.
But
how often did you fight the Elite Four
over and over
in the original games?
That's the thing. I've liked all the subsequent games. I haven't played any of them nearly as much as I played the original.
No, no, no.
Oh, like hundreds of hours. Just ridiculous. Like I would just like I remember like. Like, me and Chris, like, we're at some baseball game we didn't want to pay attention to. Like, let's just each train a Pokemon to level 50 and have a fight and see who wins.
Yeah.
We do stuff like that. Like, I guess I'm going to have a Golem now, okay? It's just ridiculous. But yeah, Gold and Silver was, like, there weren't so many Pokemon that it was overwhelming. And plus,
do you remember that moment, like, you beat Gold and Silver and it's like, and here's the world from the first Pokemon game. Just go over there in a boat. And you're like, oh my god, it's a whole other game.
Right, that was super
which
cool.
Apparently was all Iwata's doing, I found out after he died. Like, he literally was the guy who was like, all right, let me figure this out. And, like, programmed it and made it fit on a Game Boy cartridge.
That's super cool. Yeah. That was, like, a super cool surprise, though. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, they all the games have kind of done the Alpha, I mean, Sapphire and Ruby, you know, it was the first Game Boy Advance one. That's, like, the one where it's, like, hard to be, like, what exactly was, like, noticeably.
Yeah, aside from the platform change, it did feel kind of like,
here we go again.
Yep.
Right. And then Diamond and Pearl was, like, the DS one. Again, it was, like, another one. It's, like, here's more Pokemon. Okay, cool. Black and White I liked a lot because, like, it had, not that story was fantastic, but it had more of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, like, the animation stuff. And then X and Y, the 3D models.
I didn't even play Black and White, too. It's the only one I haven't played.
Yeah, it was basically just, like, Pokemon Gray version.
Yeah.
But you could, like, pick one of two different ones. But
remember that shit when Pokemon Yellow came out?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, like, because the show became so popular.
And the Pikachu followed you around and talks.
Yeah, and they had, like, Jesse and James in it and all.
That was always a weird thing, too, is how, like, I can't actually remember, like, in the new ones, like, even X and Y and whatnot. Do they still do, like, the fake digitized sounds, or do they have the actual cartoon sounds now?
They used to have a call still, yeah.
But no, is it the cartoon one, or?
Jesus.
Like,
I think they make, like,
noises. Does a Bulbasaur kind of go Bulbasaur?
I think there's some exception. I think Pikachu makes Pikachu noises, but I think they still have, like, kind of their calls.
Isn't that weird?
That, well, yeah, like a little.
That's what's weird about like Pokemon Stadium, because it's like, oh, it's all in 3D, but they still made like Game Boy noises when they came out. Right.
I like their Game Boy noise. All right, so I think that's it on Pokemon. So it's hard to believe it's been 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for the new ones. Are you excited for Pokken Tournament at all? It looks kind of slick, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like just, you know, goofy, over-the-top
fun. It'll be fun. I don't think I'm going to, like, you know, get intense into it, but it looks fun. But yeah, so fun stuff. All right, how about the specials, though? What have you been
building off Pokken Tournament? I want to talk about what we were doing in Smash Brothers the
other night. We were playing Smash Brothers.
This is the most fun.
We've been doing this for a little bit, yeah.
So do I have to credit Perry? Is he the one who actually came up with this?
I don't remember. Maybe.
Sure, okay. So the idea is you have everyone pick Mr. Game & Watch, and the only attack you're allowed to use is his Judgment Hammer, which is the side B attack. Because if it flashes a 9... Because, like, every time he attacks, it's a different number with different effects. But a 9 is almost always an insta-kill.
Right.
So you're just all hoping that 9 comes up.
Right.
If you accidentally hit anyone with any other kind of attack, you have to hold still. It is customary and traditional for everyone to taunt and ring their bells.
Right.
And they get one free hit on you.
Right.
Oh, my God, is that fun?
It's crazy.
It's so fun.
It's crazy.
5 people playing that. We were having a blast. We did it for an hour.
Yeah, I love Smash Bros., man. I could just play those over. I'm, like, working on, like, a kind of a new main right now. I've been playing as Kirby a lot.
New main.
He's been super fun. I kind of just realized that I'm always playing these kind of rushed down characters in fighting games. I'm always Cammy in Street Fighter. I was Chie in the Persona fighting games. I was Yoshimitsu. I think Yoshimitsu is kind of a rushed down character.
Sure. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Rushed down characters that a lot of melee attacks, they are kind of fast. They're always chasing opponents. They're aggressive characters.
I see.
But not like range. And they usually are kind of weak stats. You have like the archetypes. So like, you have that. You have, like, the Glass Cannon. That's, like, a Mewtwo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like, a lot of range game, but they're very, like, low defense, stuff like that. They're fun. All right. But, yeah, so we play a lot more Fire Emblem. How about you?
Yeah, I am into it. And, boy, I'll tell you what. I knew what the story hook was going into it. The whole, like, you were raised by, like, an adopted family who technically kidnapped you as a kid. But then, like, you find your birth family, and it's like, oh, which one do you pick? That's a super compelling story.
I mean, it's soap opery in a way.
Yeah, all the Fire Emblem games are soap opery.
Yeah, I think it's neat, and it is kind of cool because you do kind of want to see like the two different perspectives.
Yeah, like I'm super motivated to play this now, so I can just play the other versions. Mm-hmm. Like I want to see how that plays out. It's neat.
How far have you gotten?
Oh, not super far yet.
Do you have a castle yet?
Yes, I have a castle. That's fun, and I just did the mission where two of your siblings are in trouble after you just... I just got Silas in my party.
Oh, Silas is good.
Yeah, I just recruited him.
He's important, yeah.
That'll help.
But yeah, they're super fun games.
Yeah.
I always enjoy
playing. Do I ever wear shoes? I have feet now, but my guy doesn't wear shoes.
I don't remember. Yeah, you have feet now.
It's like these weird, like wraps around the bottom of his foot, but his heel and toes are exposed.
All right, anything else you want to talk about here?
Play more Overwatch. Overwatch is so good.
I'm so mad about it. Alright, well, hey, thanks for listening to the Explain Bro podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at evpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. We always appreciate that. And, alright, I think that's it. Check out the Too Old for this podcast. AJ's on that. I think I'm going to be on one of their Hearthstone shows that's coming up here.
Yeah,
so,
I'll be rad.
So, alright, well, thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Explain Bro podcast.
Bye-bye.